From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. I mentioned that I've started collecting parts to complete projects that have been on hold. Slowly, the postman is delivering packets of components which previously I would have bought at my local retailer. Now I'm buying multiples of them for about double the price of a single, with free delivery to my door. Needless to say, these purchases are coming from the hub of world manufacturing, with an occasional one from good old Oz. Even the local internet businesses that specialise in mail order small orders can only complete on delivery time, not price, or the cost of postage. What it seems is that as manufacturing becomes more sophisticated, through-hole components are being dropped from inventory and emerging in the disposal market. The dilemma now is much the same as when technology changed 50 years ago. Slowly, valves and associated high-voltage components dried up. And now I think the trend is for the old-style components with wires sticking out are going to be supplanted by miniature blobs of epoxy. But worse, more specific functions are being designed into the multi-pinned surface mount device ICs. And where does homebrew go now? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland, from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In Brisbane, it's relayed on 147 MHz. At 9:30 a.m. Sundays from the Brisbane VHF Group's VK4 RBN on Mount Glorious, following the WIA National News Service. I'm Bryn, VK4GF.
Hi everyone, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox with news from the Redcliffe Radio Club. As mentioned last week, the next technical talk at the clubhouse is on Monday the 21st of October, and the topic is amateur TV. The technical talk will be broadcast live on the Oceanview Amateur TV transmitter on 70 SEMS. For those who missed out on last month's tech talk, you can view it at the Redcliffe Club website under Tech Talks. The club's website is at www.redcliffradioclub.org.au, or check out the exact web address on the Q News website. Adam, VK4GHZ, has done a brilliant job of editing this video on the latest Tech Talk, which he placed on the website, and many thanks to Doug Friend, VK4EO, for the lecture. Now, next month's, that is November's, Tech Talk is a visit coordinated by John, VK4BZ. Now, to allow for this, there will be a rearrangement of our normal club business. The Tech Talk will be at the Inaugura Army Barracks on the 11th of November. The club's general meeting night will be on Monday the 18th of November. Now, Club Secretary Roger, VK4ZLQ, has sent out to all club members an email outlining the security arrangements for the visit, and it is important that John, VK4BZ, has your photo ID information prior to the visit. Further details will be provided in a subsequent email to club members who will be attending. The travel bug has hit the club again, with Jeff, VK4FNRS, and YL Sue off to Western Queensland, John, VK4WX, and YL Beryl off to Points West, to Roma, to Mitchell in Queensland, and then, as John says, in the direction of which way the wind blows, and they'll be returning back to Brisbane sometime early in the new year. If you hear them on air, please give them a friendly call. John, VK4 Charlie Juliet Charlie returns from Europe next week, and Phil, VK5 Romeo Mike/4, is just back from Adelaide with his 6-metre beam in tow. He told those down at the club last Wednesday about driving through a terrible thunderstorm when visibility on the road was reduced to zero. And just as he pulled off the road to be safe, he was passed by a semi-trailer going way too fast for the road conditions. Lucky missed that. All right, that's it for this week. I'm Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, 7-3.
Q News. We've reported, you decide.